The first step of modern homesteading is knowing where you want to live and what kind of home you want to live in. If you listen to the questions of the other homesteaders and decide that you aren't ready to leave the grid, that's fine. You can still retrofit an existing home, spec out a new home, or build a weekend retreat that's ready for full move-in, incorporating many self-sufficient and energy-independent principles. There's still cheap land to be found if you are willing to put in the time and research and live off the beaten path. You can still find affordable farmland. But you put a house on that land and the price quadruples. And here's the thing. That house is likely to be more than you need. If you want to live off-grid, you don't want a big house. You want something small that'll be easy to keep warm in the wintertime and easy-ish to keep cool in the summer. The best part about building for yourself, though, is your ability to get creative. Choosing your site to allow you to build with south-facing windows, north-facing hay bales, and an exterior kitchen with a center courtyard. That might be just right. Or you can plant plenty of shade trees and think about sleeping in the basement in the summer. It's entirely what works for you. Of course, warm and cool are relative terms and are dependent on your thermal comfort zone. If you can't sleep unless you've got a blanket on you and it's a balmy 68 degrees Fahrenheit, then you'll probably need to stay on the grid and get central air. But if you're able and willing to be more flexible with your comfort, there are some things you can do to build a house that suits you and your needs and draws as little energy as possible. So how flexible are you? What's important to you? Aesthetics. Don't discount these. The most energy-efficient house is probably a hole in the ground, but that can get really depressing really fast. How do you want your home to feel? What materials are you happy being surrounded by? Budget. You can make a great, cheap house, but there are downsides, often including aesthetics and comfort. What can you afford? DIY. How much of this can you do yourself? And what will you need to hire out? Size. How many people are going to be living there with you? How much space do you really need? Climate. What's the temperature like where you live in both summer and winter? Build to suit where you live, accepting the realities of your local climate rather than trying to battle the climate to suit your aesthetic. And take climate into account when you're deciding where to live in the first place. If you see some land that's $1,500 an acre, swell. But if it's in the desert, you're going to need a ton of water, and you'll probably have to buy it. So how cheap is that land, really? Site. What's your building site like? Can you use vegetation or placement to offset energy usage? Based on your answers to all those questions, you may decide you're better off with an existing house or updating an existing house. But if you're still into the idea of building your own homestead, let's talk some more about thermal comfort.